Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Jones Jet of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yes! We're back. It's Friday. It's Tuesday, but it's Friday. We're airing on a Friday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting himself, coming at you like Cleopatra with the great Zach D'Amico, the international superstar. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Zach.
Am I on?
You're on, baby boy.
Can't hear me. Okay.
You're very timid today. It's a very special day for you.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I'm 35 today.
Big fucking deal right there, doggy. It's a big deal right there.
I beat Farley. I did it.
Nobody saw that coming, dude. Zach, you got to fucking lose weight or stop doing drugs. We're going to get into that on today's show. Okay? It's one or the other. You don't get to party anymore and be fat. You have to fucking pick one or the other. Okay, dude?
I know.
All right? And I know you like to party, so I think we need to figure out how to make you less fat. We're going to get into that on today's show.
My therapist is also dealing with this.
Your therapist does the same thing to you?
Yes. We're having this conversation.
Does your therapist have a soundboard?
No.
That'd be a little bit motivating for you.
Yes.
We have two incredible guests, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, from the No Offense podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the great Doug Yurum is back on the show.
Hi, guys.
What up, buddy?
I feel I'm here for your birthday.
Yeah.
Holy,
it's a big deal.
Shit,
it's,
man,
a big show, baby boy. Also, ladies and gentlemen, from the Adam Ferrara podcast, the great Adam Ferrara joins the show for the first time.
Thank you, Louis. Happy birthday, my friend. Thank you for having me.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
This is a
35.
Big...
Put the pipe down.
Yeah. No more. He's not smoking crack.
Oh, all right. I didn't know.
Now
things are getting better. Well, it's not crack.
Yeah.
See?
No, Zach, you will do drugs. Zach will do.
Very rarely at this point.
Right.
What do you mean, drugs?
No, he'll do them. No, anytime he's on the road, he does drugs.
No, that's right, not now, true. That story hasn't been true in years.
All right, fine. Not anytime he's on the road, but very often, 50% of the time you're on the road, if drugs find their way in front of you, you're going to take them.
Yes.
Drugs.
Like
drug
meth
drugs.
And shit like that?
No.
Oh.
Not necessarily, no, though. Like, if you were partying with some people.
No, I only did meth once, and that was an accident.
Okay.
Oops, I'm high for 3 days.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened.
Really?
That's amazing.
I thought it was heroin. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, a girl walked up to me and did this. And to me, that is an international sign.
You smell.
Yeah. For, do you want to do a line of coke?
Right.
And then I did it, and I went, that feels like broken glass.
Yeah.
And then I was up for two days.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I never did it again.
But you'll do blow.
Every once in a while.
You'll do Molly.
Sure. Yeah, come on.
You'll do blow and Molly mix. Will you do ketamine?
It's happened.
Attaboy.
That's the one.
That sentence ends with, it's happened, Your Honor. That's what that ends.
It's
an accident, Your Honor.
That's the way to do meth, though, by accident.
Yeah.
Just to give it a shot. Like, I didn't mean to, you know.
It's awful. I felt like I was sweating duck sauce.
Yeah.
It
was terrible.
Were your teeth grinding?
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah.
Well, I was on Adderall for a couple years, and that's really what it is.
Yeah, it's adrenaline. Yeah.
It's just, it's the same whatever chemical composition. Yeah, dude. And I would take Adderall, and I was walking around like a true lunatic. And I was, I was focused as fuck, you know, but I was like, Shannon, you knew me the whole time I was on Adderall. Did you notice any difference in my personality?
I feel like I notice a difference, like, in retrospect.
Right.
I didn't at the time.
Right. And you like this version of me more now.
Yes, more calm.
Right. Because I will fucking, I'll walk into a place, I'll just fucking flip everything off the counter.
I'm
you know what I miss about that, Louis, though?
What?
You always had Adderall.
He was always holding.
Kept the fucking party going.
Do you have ADD or you just?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I got it, and I got the original before they knew what it was. When the treatment was, sit the fuck down. down. Yeah. That's what they would do.
No, that was me too as well. I didn't go see a psychologist in school. I didn't see anything. It was like literally, I was just a bad student.
Yeah.
Who would like right now? I'm shaking my legs. I constantly I'm constantly.
Wait, that's ADD when you shake your legs?
Yeah, I think that's
a symptom.
Yeah, just restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, you get.
I've been doing that for years. I had no idea it was ADD.
Doug, we have to run some tests.
Holy shit!
You probably do have a form of ADD. I think most people have. They're on whatever spectrum, to a certain degree.
We're all retarded.
But yeah, I mean, I have like really, really bad ADD. So if I don't like doing something, I won't do it. Like right. it just ain't happening.
That's why I don't write. Fucking hate it.
Yeah. We know.
I can't focus. I'm like, fuck this shit. Yeah.
Part of the, who's got it is Liz Mealy. And
yeah.
What she pointed out to me is something, she showed me something I had, I didn't even know, was this object permanence. Like if I don't see something, if my wife puts something away, I'm like, it's gone. Where is it? And I panic and the ADD kicks in. I just obsess about it.
Oh,
and I had no idea that was part of ADD.
I had no idea. Yeah, because that's something like right now you just said that and now I don't know where my passport is.
Right.
And now I'm freaking out.
And you're freaking out. You're obsessing.
And now I'm freaking out because I got to go out of the country in a month. Yeah. And now I have no idea where that fucking passport is. It could be in a suitcase. It could be in a drawer. It could be anywhere.
Yeah,
it could be in fucking Italy right now. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
Didn't you go to Jamaica recently? Last fucking trip?
No, my last trip was Italy.
Well, it's got to be the United States. You got back.
I did get back.
So you're here.
Or it could be on the plane, though. No, once you get off the plane, you got to go to...
It's somewhere in the United States. We've narrowed it down.
You know what, folks? We're in a better position than we were 1 minute ago. I was fucking really feeling it a minute ago. We do have a great show planned tonight. We have to get into some of these amazing stories. First, let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. Doug Yurum, what are you plugging?
I got the No Offense podcast. Comes out every Wednesday. I've been off for fucking 2 weeks. I haven't had time to get down there. And it's hunting season, so I've been putting a lot of horse shit off. But I'll be at this lovely hostel show at 9:30 on Sunday. And then I'll be at the Grizzly Pair Monday at 10 o'clock. And then again at midnight on Saturday.
Love it.
Go support Doug Yurum. He's the man. Adam Ferrara, what you plugging?
I am plugging Gotham Comedy Club this weekend, the 23rd and 24th. I'll be headlining that show, and then I will be at the Chicago Improv. I'm going to be there October 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Draft House in Arlington, Virginia, the 14th and the 15th of October, and the Mohegan Sun Casino at Comics Comedy Roadhouse, October 20th through the 22nd.
Wow. All over the place. Go support Adam. Brother, so funny, dude. I just watched some of your special on YouTube, the 800-pound gorilla one.
Yeah.
Fucking so funny, dude.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Very, very good.
Thanks. Zach Amico?
October 28th. I'm headlining in Toronto. Two shows. 8 o'clock stand-up. 10:30. I'm doing a live midnight spook show. Please come out. I'm very excited.
Yeah, obviously, guys, Skankfest is coming up. We're giving away tickets this Monday. If you guys don't have Skankfest tickets and you guys don't have any means to buy Skankfest tickets, we are sold out, but they are selling them in the Facebook group. I will say, people that are freaking out and saying they can't find them, go make a fucking Facebook profile, join the Skankfest networking group, and there's at least a dozen people at any given time that are trying to get rid of a ticket or two. So you can find tickets still if you guys do that. And we do not allow people to scalp the tickets. They cannot raise the prices. It has to be transferred through the festival. They cannot raise the prices. If you see somebody trying to raise the prices, let me know. We will refund their money and just sell you the ticket at face value, because we're not letting people profit off you guys. Only I am profiting off of my fan base. I refuse to let others. This weekend, Tampa, September 22nd through the 25th, this on Friday. So tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night, the Offend Everyone Tour with the great Aaron Berg. Me and Aaron Berg going all over the country. Then next week, we'll be in Plano, Texas, four nights, Thursday through Sunday as well. Skankfest happening October 14th or 16th. And then at the end of the month, we'll be at Helium Comedy Club, just one night only, October 30th. All those places and many, many more dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. We're constantly adding new dates. It's literally every weekend all through January. So keep on looking out. Toronto, Boston, Washington, D.C., fucking Portland, Oregon, everywhere. We're going everywhere, guys. So grab those tickets, lewisofshanks.com. And if you love this show, subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for this show and all the other shows on the network. Thousands of episodes that you cannot find anywhere else in the world. All ad-free, uncensored, all in one place. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Get that promo code. Save $1.50 a month. Also get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun. You're a New York guy, right?
Born in Queens, raised in Long Island. Yes.
There you go.
I got the house in California, so I go back and forth.
Yeah, it is. Do you? What do you like better, New York, L.A.?
I'm a better comic in New York. Yeah. But my wife and all my shit's in L.A. So the quality of life's better out there because, you know, we got the dog. You can walk around here. I got a little box, a little apartment I still got.
That's great. So you have one in New York City?
Yeah.
Great. Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you. I moved out to Jersey not that long ago.
Yeah.
I got out of the city during the pandemic. Best of both worlds.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone says, you know, like, we sell your apartment. You're going to make some. Well, where are you going? Unless you're leaving the city, you're not making any money.
Yeah, that is true. Doug, so it's hunting season, you say?
It is.
You're back. The first time I had you on the show, you told us about hunting, and that was what intrigued me so much about you.
Yeah.
And one of the first things he told me, it was one of the realest things that anyone's ever told me about hunting. And he was like, I was like, do you ever miss? Do you ever like just, you know, do you ever like maybe just hit it in the fucking leg and just blow its leg off? And he was like, yeah. He was like, and it's the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah,
it happens. He was like, you hit it, and that like, and you have to track it, and it's slowly dying.
Yeah,
and that's a side of hunting that they don't really talk about.
No, they never do. Gut shots are the worst. You hit them in the guts, and like you see the arrows covered in gut matter. You're like, this is gonna be a long fucking day, and you're just sitting there, like, why the fuck am I even doing this? You question everything about your fucking life.
Yeah. What are you hunting right now?
Deer.
Deer.
Oh, it's so much fun. I already hit one first day. Got him.
Look at that little fucking baby
right there, right there. I had to clean her up.
You look dumber when you're holding a dead animal. I will say that.
It drops your IQ in particular.
It drops your IQ
points.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Especially these deer here, because like they're always around people, so they're not really too scared of you, which is fucking strange.
Yeah.
Like,
well, New Jersey deer, I mean, my neighborhood, they come up right into my yard. Yeah. They fucking eat. So if you want to come over to my house, you can sit on my front porch.
I would love to. I'll be there.
Are you legally allowed to do that? Could you sit on my front porch and pull out a crossbow and just blast a deer in the head?
No, you can't. The fucking bolt goes through the neighbor's window and shit like that. And then if there's a no firing ordinance, you can't hunt there either. It's a whole bunch of horse shit.
No.
Like right now, I'm surrounded by liberals in this one place, and this fat fucking asshole wearing an orange hat walked through the woods, sees me there yesterday, and just goes, "Hey, how are you?" I'm like, "Can you shut the fuck up, you fat bastard?"
Oh, and he's not hunting.
He's just a cunt. And he does that to every hunter that's up there.
He just starts yelling.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, "Hey, hi, see anything?" Well, not now. Like, so you scared him away, you fat.
Have you ever hunted at him?
No, my father was a hunt. My father used to hunt with a bow and not a crossbow, a regular bow and arrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's from Long Island, and my uncle would hunt. First of all, there's no patience in my family. So, you know, my uncle was hunting with a handgun. You know, he's just, "I see you behind that tree, Bambi." You know, that kind of shit. But the bow, it wasn't even a compound bow. It was a regular.
Oh, it was the recurve.
The recurve bow. And my father was this big man, and we had hay targets in the backyard.
Yeah,
and he had
some old school.
The hunting stuff was, you know, the cross tips.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has those, and he had practice tips, and then he had the cross tips. So it's Halloween, and these kids came by on Halloween, and they broke a window, and my mother screamed. My father's in the back practicing.
No.
My mother screamed. The kids, "Joe, my God, they broke our window." My father jumps the fence with the bow and arrow. He pulls the arrow back and goes, "You better get back here now." The kids came back.
Whoa.
My father held the bow over them while they picked up all the glass.
That is some Hercules shit.
From that point on, I lived on a corner, Lewis. There was shaving cream and eggs all here. Skip my house. Shaving cream and eggs all up the other block. My father was that guy in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's wild. It's also terrifying, dude. I had a kid. I remember this kid, Nick Giacoli, who was like my bully when I was in elementary school, and they were just like these fucking white trash hillbillies. Yeah. So they had like bow and arrows and shit like that. But they were like, I'm not saying that anybody who has a bow and arrow is white trash. I'm saying if you're poor,
yeah,
like you're in a fucking like a shitty ass fucking house or apartment, and you got a bunch of fucking like bow and arrows and army gear and shit, you're fucking garbage.
Let's say you have a bow and arrow, you don't have a car.
Yes, that's crazy. But this kid, I remember one time when he was bullying me, dude, he fucking pulled the bow and arrow and just pointed it at me, and the feeling. I did this on the show recently. Not that recently, maybe a couple
with
years. The rubber band. Give me a rubber band. I'm going to show you exactly how nerve wracking it is. This isn't even an arrow.
Right. I know how that feels. You don't got to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I completely understand.
Yeah, you guys are going to love this.
We don't have to risk.
Stop, you fucking asshole.
We don't have to risk an eye to make a point.
You can't help it.
No. You got to really understand. Now, imagine it's a fucking arrow. Look at Shannon. Shannon, don't worry about it. I'm not going to actually bully Adam Ferrara.
Why are you aiming at me? He's the one. He's the hunter.
You know what? You're right, dude.
Was aiming at this is how. Him.
This is a hair tie. This is not going to hurt.
That's like a cat's
It's not going
to.
Yeah, now start grazing, bitch.
Pretend like you're eating corn. You want to
see some magic? Look, I'll put it on these two fingers right here, right? Right there. Right now. Watch. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Fucking.
Do you guys see a chump? Do you guys see a chump?
That's right.
Natalie, in the booth.
I don't know how you did that.
I know. I know.
He's a witch.
Oh, yes, that's right. You saw what I did to that rubber band with my fingers, ladies. You're allowed to sexually harass my producers. That's another thing. It's a very old school mentality here, dude. We live in the 90s here at Gas Digital.
I gotta do the show another six times before I'm
No, left. You can sexually harass them at any... I swear to God, Doug. I have no... Go ahead, give it a shot.
Beautiful.
Go ahead, Doug. You know what, ladies?
Now show them them titties.
Give Adam a little dance. Come on. There we go.
Shannon's face.
They love it.
That was the dance?
They love it.
I thought it was a nervous disorder. You all right?
They like to dance, dude.
We're going to give you a hair tie.
Women love to dance. It's so funny because I think about like the girl that I'm dating now is a dancer, and she goes out dancing.
Like a stripper?
No, professional dancer, you dickhead. So she goes out.
It's so funny watching him have to say that every time.
Because everyone assumes that I'm dating a hooker. It's true. And she goes out dancing, and I'm finally at a place in my life. Like, she was out dancing, like doing like salsa with these fucking dudes. I'm finally at a place where I genuinely don't fucking care.
Yeah.
And I remember this was a very big point of contention with my son's mother, because she loved to dance too. And I don't want to dance. Not only do I not like to dance, I will not. Right. I refuse to go out and dance. But I would literally say, no, you're not going and fucking putting your hands on some fucking Latino man, doing all that shit.
Some spicy fucking Cuban.
And I was so insecure about it. I remember the way that I would feel. It would cause like major arguments.
I really would.
And I'm just at such a different place in my life where I don't care. It's like, please. Dance her all the fucking night, please. Like, just don't bring this shit to my life. Yeah. I want her to go out and dance and get that whole side of it fucking out of it. Do you ever get jealous?
Yeah,
Adam, you're a jealous guy.
But I was like you when I was younger, especially. Like, there was a code of conduct that you're not aware of, but I am, and I get jealous. But I get jealous a lot.
Well, it's because I think from my perspective, if there's like a hot chick and I'm putting my hands on her and grabbing her hips, like I'm like, this is hot.
Yeah,
like this is sexual.
Yeah.
I think. People who dance, they're not, that's not what they're thinking.
No,
they're not going like, oh, this is a sexual thing. They're going like, they're literally doing like the moves for the sake of fucking doing the moves, you know? But I can't really put myself there.
Well, most of those guys, they're pillow biters anyway, so you don't got anything to worry about.
Yeah, but it's like, that's like their job. It's like when I would do love scenes and stuff, my wife would get jealous until I took her to the set and she realized that's just what it is.
There's nothing sexual about it.
It's the most nerve-wracking thing.
Yeah.
But see, that's the other fucking side, like, you're a comic, like, you're well known. Mm. So you get jealous watching them dance. I'm like, women like fucking funny guys. So they probably have that same exact jealousy when they see you fucking doing well on stage and people come up to you and talking to you.
Well, it's a little different. Like, if a girl was like fucking, you know, putting her hands on me, it's a different thing, you know? But yeah, I mean, I'm just not the same. I used to be a fucking lunatic, dude.
Yeah, we all were.
I used to be a crazy.
You're like, Latin, dude. I'm Italian. It's just,
I'm half Italian, half Puerto Rican. So,
oh, you're gonna kill somebody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's only a matter of time before you take somebody out.
I would get so fucking jealous. I had so much rage in me. Mm. Like, just a guy like looking at my chick, I'd get like, "What the fuck's going on?" Like,
it was like an insult to me. I would take it. I took it personally.
No, I would. I would also like if I was walking down the street with my sister and a guy would hit on my sister, I would get angry. I would work myself up to the point where I'd be like, he doesn't know that I'm not fucking this chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I would take it as it was an insult, to be honest with you. Yeah. He genuinely doesn't, you know?
It's disrespect.
It is disrespect.
It's disrespect.
It's a very New York type thing. Zach, you don't have a jealousy thing in you, do you?
I've always fucked ugly girls, so if a guy wants to fuck the girl I'm with, I'm like, go ahead, buddy.
You're like, what's wrong with you?
Fucking do better.
Do better. He
said, do better. This is where you're setting the bar, sir. All right.
You know what? Hold on. Did we get a cake for Zach? How are we
what
doing
a way
it?
To reveal it.
Yeah, how are we doing it? We're gonna fucking, what are we doing?
I guess we'll just start getting it ready now then.
What am I gonna do? Was I gonna do a hand signal? How are you gonna know?
Later in the show, you would start to see the candles coming out, and then you'd be like, oh, Zach, there's a cake coming.
Well, we already said it was his birthday. You were also made me look like a dickhead. Zach walks in, you guys all wish him happy birthday in front of me, and you made it look like I didn't remember.
I don't remember that happening, but Zach, of course, Lewis remembered. He didn't have to be reminded.
Thank you, Zach. Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Full disclosure, I had no idea.
I'm a grown man. I don't need to tell people about my birthday.
Yeah, in real life, I texted Lewis first thing this morning.
She did text me this morning. She said, it's Zach's birthday. I said, I know, bitch. I know whose birthday it is. Duh. What's today's date? Today's the 20th?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you, Zachy. Well, they got you a cake.
Cool.
They're going to come in with it in a minute, and you guys can eat it. I can't because I'm back on the fucking diet.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it. I'm doing the same
thing. I can't.
Thing,
I come from fat people. I can't eat
it. Wow. This is it.
You got to eat an entire cake.
I can't eat on camera.
No?
No, that's a shit. That's an off-camera thing.
Yeah, he will eat that whole cake off-camera.
Off-camera, but not on camera?
I'm the same way, dude. I can't. I won't eat. I mean, I'll eat on camera, but I only eat healthy food on camera. I can't eat like a fucking donut.
Yeah. I don't need that screenshot out there.
Yeah.
It's just a sad,
that's a great point. Fucking internet.
All right. So, Shannon, what's going on with Adam Levine? You told me about this story, and I kind of got excited about it. So, apparently, Adam Levine, who is a pop star, who he was in
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
He was in Maroon 5, right? But then he went off on his own, sort of his own thing, right? Is he widely regarded as a hot... What bad timing. I just got into a story, now they bring the fucking cake. This is crazy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, it's a carrot cake.
Happy birthday to you. It's carrot cake. That's weird. Happy birthday, dear Zach.
What a subtle way of telling me how fat I am.
Happy birthday.
Put some vegetables in this cake.
You.
There's raisins in there.
Just
too.
Eat the carrots. You'll be
wow,
fine.
Wow. There he is.
Thank you, guys.
Guys, why don't you? All right. You can take it off the
table. Yeah, you can take it. You can put it.
And just cut it up for everybody. And give everyone a little piece. There we go. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Dylan. Not here, Andrew. Yeah. Go out there and cut it up. And there's a big knife.
Grab a good one.
Yeah. We have nice things.
You fucking weirdo. God damn it. Yeah. I love Andrea, but she's a weird bitch. Needs to be pointed out. Adam Levine, widely regarded as a sex symbol, correct? People enjoy him, right?
I think he's hot.
You think he's hot. Can we see him real quick?
Yeah, wait. I got to try to find him without his wife. Hold on.
Let's see, without his wife. Yeah, people really like this guy. And he's married.
Mm-hmm.
He's awaiting his third child. Okay.
Okay, here you go.
On the surface, a good dude. That you like that, Shannon.
Reminds me of Vanilla Ice.
He's skinny for me, but there's something I
hate his tattoos.
He looks ridiculous.
They look like they're fake tattoos. They're too perfectly symmetrical and clean.
That his wife right there?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I have a better picture.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Okay, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, that was a bad picture, that one. All right,
yeah, she's a goddamn smoke show. And he's putting babies in this thing.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Ruining her career.
Good for him. No, good for both of them. She bounces
around. That had a shelf life anyway.
that's a great point.
So what's the deal? So they're expecting their third baby. This is a beautiful story, Shannon. What's the problem?
Yeah, so this Instagram model came out and she was posting some TikToks and she was admitting that she had an on-again, off-again relationship with Adam Levine while he is with his current wife. And she was under the impression that they weren't together anymore and that they were just pretending to be together for the tabloids and whatever. He lied to her and she fell for it.
Amazing.
And then now,
Shannon, can you stop painting the story with your own opinions? Haven't you just present the facts?
No, she admitted that.
She present the facts. Tell the story versus, he's lying. You don't know that he's lying.
Well, this is what she said. She said that he took advantage of her, that she was naive because she had just moved to L.A. and whatever.
How old is she?
I think she was in her 20s at the time. So here's one picture of her.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah, dude.
She's got better hips than his wife.
Even hotter than his wife.
Jeez. How can you not?
Thanks, Dylan. Yeah, she's hot, dude. Good for him.
So the twist is that, he just started recently texting her again, and she released the screenshots, and he said, my wife's about to have another baby number 3. Is it okay that we name the baby after you?
Wow.
So her name is Sumner, and she said if it's a boy, he wants to name the baby Sumner.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Levine is a real ass dude.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Naming the baby after your mistress, that's some hardcore
shit.
Oh,
that's
right
what
there.
He's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, holy no, shit. And it's so much worse.
What?
Than a text. Because you could say that she just put somebody's number as Adam Levine.
Yeah.
But if it's his Instagram, that's
well, you could just wow. I can
and that's verified.
I could have any of my team Photoshop almost anything that I want. And that's what he's saying right now, and he's gonna stick to that story. What a crazy bitch. She knows Photoshop. I mean, he's probably out there.
You're Adam Levine, and that girl's coming on to you. You for sure fuck her, married or not, right?
Yeah, but like, you said, he said relationship, because didn't I read something where he's like, okay, we had her, but he wasn't copping to having an affair with her.
She pulled a chick move.
So she claims, the reason why she came out about this in the first place, which, because it is weird that she is coming out and just telling people about this for no reason, but she said that a friend of hers who knew about this, quote, affair, was going to the tabloids and was going to sell her story. So she wanted to beat them to the punch and tell the story in her own terms.
Okay.
And so that's why she posted on TikTok. Here's another picture of her, by the way.
Let's see. Yeah, she rules.
Jesus. Yeah. Way hotter crazy. Than his wife. Wait, what's that scar? Hot.
Yeah, what is that scar, actually?
Oh, no. It's a chain. It's a belly chain.
Oh.
Look at fucking Doug just ready to pounce on a hot chick.
Hey,
just point out anything that's wrong with
it. Yeah, this bitch got a hysterectomy. Get out of here. He ain't a real woman.
Can't carry kids. You're fucking useless.
Well, you know what? She's not as hot as I thought. The other picture's hot of her. Hotter.
Yeah, there she doesn't. She almost looks like a hunchback in that picture. Yeah, in her neck.
Her face a little bit. Look, she's beautiful, but look at her fucking the shape of her face.
I'm going to go to her Instagram. Hold on one second.
Let me see her Instagram. Because Shannon was like, dude, these women are the hottest women you'll ever see. They're okay. But yeah, Adam Levine, he should be getting high quality women, and he should be cheating. If you're Adam Levine and you're not cheating, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, he's like the last rock star, right? Pretty much.
Maybe.
The fuck?
I have no problem with Adam Levine cheating. I have really no problem with anyone cheating. Yeah, she looks hot there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, also there.
Better ass too, my God.
All right, she's great, dude. Fine.
Jeez. What's that scar on her back?
You should be sitting there with your crossbow right now. That's
imagine dumping one in there and being like, ugh, Sumner.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why I should see. You come something, some enter, some honor.
Some enter, some honor. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom, the marquee sponsors for Skankfest, sponsoring everything here at Gas Digital. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, you gotta get it from YoKratom.com.
Guys, the price of everything has been going up lately. Gasoline, rent, groceries. Yo Kratom is not going to do that to you, because a kilo of Kratom delivered right to your door is always going to be 60 buckaroonies.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere else and get it. You have it right at your house. The easiest way to get anything, obviously, these days is to have it just shipped right to your door. Why would you do it with everything else but not with Kratom? YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? You know what? Fuck it. Let's do Twitter Noite. This is getting me all horned up right now, Shannon. Thanks. She knows what she does to me. Toit or Noit. So, we have another Toit or Noit entry. Adam, in this game, we figure out if the girl is Toit or Noit.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Pretty simple. So, Shannon, what's the background here?
Okay, so this is a surgery-addicted social media star who has had her boobs done and her butt done so many times that they're so heavy that whenever she walks, she has excruciating pain and needs a mobility scooter.
I don't even want to see the picture.
I want to see this gargoyle.
Here she is.
What the fuck is that?
Oof.
Holy shit.
Shannon, you know this is how we see you.
Is it?
Yeah. When you walk in, that's what we all see.
No.
I mean, I'm at least not 150,000 in of plastic surgery.
That's 150 grand?
Yeah.
It's not well spent.
No,
damn.
Not great.
She looks like the lady that explodes in Leprechaun in Las Vegas.
Wow, she had that done to her.
Her tits come out wider than her shoulders.
I have to say, I think this doctor was irresponsible. Like, I know she was asking for it.
Yeah.
But don't you go, oh, this lady's mentally ill. Enough, I can't take her money.
So at one point, doesn't it become, like, unethical? There is a point where, don't the doctors have to take, like, a Hippocratic oath where they're promising
harm.
This is like.
This is harm.
This is definitely harm.
That's harm. You live next to a reactor, that's.
Yeah.
They have, she gave up on like, for real doctors doing the surgeries to her, and now she's had several illegal procedures done.
Brazil.
And her boobs, there is a something, there's, like, some sort of, like, a I forget what it's called, but there's something where she can actually just inject extra into it if she feels like them being a little bit bigger.
It's called inflatable.
Oh my God.
A little lumpy.
So that so some of the stuff is like she just went to like some guy's apartment.
Yeah.
That's like Central America surgery.
Yeah. Let's see some more. Do you have her Instagram, Shannon? Because I'll tell you right now, she's not necessarily annoying. I'm here's the thing. Not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. But really, the question is, would you?
Yeah.
You got a few drinks in you. She comes up to you after a show.
They don't distill enough alcohol.
I still would, even after a glass of water. No. You tell your fucking friends.
I know.
Look at this animal I fucked.
Like, she's a lot.
I'd give it a shot.
Her Instagram is so weird. It's just all these crazy pictures. It's
like lunatic. Oh, nice. I like her more now that she's actually
a maniac.
A maniac serial killer. Is that a pig head? What is that?
That is a pig in a boa.
Is that a pet?
A pig in a boa. Zach, that's your bio.
The picture she
draws. That was her after a surgery.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I think the bruises on the tits are real.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a fucking loon.
Dude, that is fucking nuts.
Yeah. But you know what? Honestly, I would for the story. I genuinely would.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to tell me.
I'm turning away right now.
I'll say toit. I'll give her a toit, Zach. I know you're giving a toit.
Give her a toit.
Toit.
Noint.
All right. Fuck it.
Just because it's so rare. Like, you got to do that to tell your friends.
It would be bizarre. Mm-mm. Yeah, for sure.
You would fuck her for the same reason you would fuck, like, an alien.
Correct.
Be like, who
midget. Yeah, exactly. Just, well, you got to tell
people. A midget's for the love of the game.
A midget, it's almost like, I know I would. I know I would, but I also... I feel a little weird that I would.
Because?
Why?
Because I feel like there's something a little pedophilia-ish about fucking a midget. But I would have to do it for the story. Especially some of those hot midgets. Dante always posts hot midgets in his fucking... Yeah. You're following Dante on social media, dude. Just his story. Well, would you be like a hot midget, like twerking? It's the best.
Yeah, remember that chick, Bridget the Midget, who was on HBO? Remember that? I would. Why not? She doesn't have that big South Park head or nothing.
I bet you there's some hot ass TikTok midgets out there right now.
There's a few because they come up on my reels sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can't.
I said this in the last show. My reels is literally completely devoid of teenagers.
Now, you really worked on that.
I really worked on it. Yeah.
Mine's got cars.
It's cars.
It's got motorcycles, hunting shit.
I was like, I can't.
And puppies.
Here, let's see.
I got comics. I got cars.
Look, it's dudes' bodies, people kicking. Jiu-jitsu, boxing, dogs. Yeah. I don't even like dogs. I just started clicking on dogs. It was like, get these hot teenagers out of my feed. This is fucking crazy.
Mine's sandwiches, wrestling, and horror movies.
Hashtag food porn.
Yeah, so I haven't clicked on a...
Well, right there.
Oh, who's this? Bridget
the Midget? Come on. No, that's some black chick.
Oh, she's hot, dude. She's beautiful.
Yeah, I would for sure do it.
It's looking at dwarf women on TikTok.
Dwarf women.
Also, how old is the new Little Mermaid?
Oh, I don't know.
Is she of age? She's beautiful.
And fish she is?
The girl who plays her is very, very beautiful.
What, the black one? The new one?
Oh, don't get Doug started. Doug, are you upset about this? Doug, you have the energy of a person who would be upset about Black Little Mermaid.
I was very upset. First of all, they can't swim. That's bullshit.
She's 22.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, dude.
She is beautiful.
Did you see the one video of the little black kids reacting to the... It's pretty
excited.
Adorable.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. It's pretty adorable. It makes me feel bad that I'm racist, but I will admit that like this is very, very cute. It's just like, have you seen these?
Yeah.
It'd be like little black girls on a table, and then they show the Black Little Mermaid. They're like, oh my God, she's black.
He looks like me.
No way. Yeah.
How much of that is staged, though? Like, is that
right? I think a lot of it is staged.
Yeah, I thought so.
Aw.
No, it's a fucking fish.
Check the girl's pockets. See what she took from the store. Aw, this girl's white. She's like, why is she black?
She just got hit before the movie. That's why.
Her father just left. Adam, we're going to get racist on the show. You have
that's
to.
That's right. I was looking at the kids crying. My heart was going, oh.
Like that, I know.
He didn't come pick on, her up again.
Ariel uses the fork like a pick.
That straight hair, that's bullshit. They don't like getting their hair wet, I heard.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. She starts using a crack pipe like a horn.
It's hard to light underwater, isn't it, bitch?
Oh, man. Come on now. There is really nobody upset about it. Have you seen anybody actually upset about Black Little Mermaid?
Nobody cares.
Some people probably do care.
You think?
It's not that they give a shit. I think that there's like a sense of like... Big J sort of said this, right? It's like, it's just sort of like, sometimes it feels forced. This one doesn't feel forced to me. You know what feels forced? In every commercial when you have to have like a gay couple or there's like a fucking...
interracial couple. That like feels forced.
There's like a trans chick working behind the counter at McDonald's in the hood. You're like, that's just not happening.
Yeah, that's
I'm
not
telling you, it's not happening. But yeah, I think it's actually, it's good. I think it's great. Good for Little Mermaid.
Yeah, like
good for Black Little Mermaid. I'll tell you, I got a little brown kid, and I said this before. When he saw Miles Morales as fucking Spider-Man, it was nice to watch him see someone that was much closer to his color being represented as a superhero. Besides fucking, I don't think there are any other Puerto Rican superheroes, right? Are there?
The original Iron Man was black when I was a kid.
Was he?
Yeah, the original Iron Man was a black dude. When I was on they had the cartoons on Saturday mornings. I forget what the, and I know a comic book geeks are going to come at me because I don't remember the origin story, but I remember when I was a kid seeing that. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, well, I think they ended up doing, there's like War Machine, is it, right?
Yeah, War Machine's black.
Yeah, he's black, I think honestly, if you go into the comic books, you could probably find
one of the Green Lanterns was black.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't Mr. Steel black too?
How you spelling that?
Oh yeah, I didn't even put that. Yeah, it was,
and then Shaquille O'Neal was Steel in the movie.
Yeah. I didn't even put that.
No, so if you go with like for the history of like comic books, you'll find
Storm
those
was
old,
black.
Yeah, those
Storm.
Alternative storylines.
Right. Daredevil wasn't, right?
No, but fucking white. I tell you, man, you watch a fucking any movies from when we were kids, it is all white people. All white people.
Go watch
Hocus Pocus. I mean, there's nothing but white people in Hocus Pocus.
A Bette Midler movie and you're stunned?
Yeah, dude. But it just wouldn't, they are coming up with a Hocus Pocus 2. I promise you, Hocus Pocus 2 will have a wide variety of people.
Sure.
With the same and it's probably for the better. I'm not saying I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but it's very interesting when you go watch movies from when you're like a younger kid. Every commercial, every fucking commercial is a fucking, it's all white people. Every McDonald's commercial, except that was the one, wasn't it Godfrey? Was it a Burger King commercial? What was he? He just took a big bite of a Big Mac or whatever and he just smiled at the camera.
I don't remember that. I just remember the Make 7 Up Yours.
Yeah.
It was Godfrey.
Yeah, he was great.
Mm.
The good old days.
Were there any black munchkins in Wizard of Oz or were they all white?
Nah, they were all white.
Because what were the chances, I guess?
Yeah,
right?
Where do you find a black midget back then? That was tough.
Yeah, that was that was black midget.
Yeah,
that's a superhero.
That's the Black Magic Man.
Yeah,
there we go. That's what we're looking for. All right, let's see. There's a rise in STDs.
Oh, good.
Including 26% syphilis spike.
Is this the one in the older people? Like
older people, and I think a lot of gay guys are getting STDs again because they all stop wearing bags because of PrEP.
Right.
So now that they're all on PrEP, they're like, well, I'm not going to get AIDS. Mm. And now there's a spike in other STDs.
Ah, but then you get syphilis. That's a rough one, too. That one takes a
fucking toll
on your appearance.
I'm also just speculating.
Does it?
Yeah. But I think there is a lot more issues with other STDs with gay dudes now because of PrEP.
What does syphilis do? How would I know I had to, what is the first symptom of syphilis? Is it like burning when you pee?
I heard burn when you pee.
You have like green discharge?
Those fucking dudes that wore wigs back in, the 1700s and shit. They wore wigs because their hair fell out from having syphilis, and fucking Al Capone had it, and he started to lose weight, and his skin was turning to shit.
He was also in jail.
That too.
So it could be the food.
The bologna.
Shannon, let's see. What does somebody with syphilis look like?
Oh, let me just.
Oh, please, you show a picture of Lois.
I could convince myself that I have every STD at any given moment.
I'm going to tell you real quick the symptoms, and then I'll show you a picture.
Please.
So the first stage involves a painless sore on the genitals, rectum, or mouth.
Just one?
Yeah. After the initial sore heals, the second stage is categorized by a rash. Then there are no symptoms until the final stage, which may occur years later. The final stage can result in damage to the brain, nerves, eyes, or heart.
I need to go get an STD test right now,
I'm
dude.
I'm terrified. Wait a minute. There's time-release syphilis out there?
I've probably had a sore on my dick or mouth or butthole at one point. This is crazy.
Okay, so this is showing me on hands what it looks like. Jesus,
you get on your hands? Syphilis hands.
Oh, my God. Oh, that, I don't have that. Thank God.
I guess this is the rash stage.
Oh, my God.
I don't have that. Okay.
Damn, look at that one. Looks like somebody put cigarettes out on this dude's neck.
Fuck you. Why? Why?
Fuck.
Now, what's...
What's that?
That's not...
I can have that.
You don't want that.
Every time I bust my lip training, I convince myself that I have some sort of disease.
Are you a germ?
Cut.
You a germ, dude?
I'm not a germ.
Look, that's a cock right there. There we go. Fucking...
Let's see it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, the one under that looks way worse.
Oh,
come on.
It looks like somebody put out a Black and Mild on his dick.
Shannon, how much to suck it?
Oh, no.
Shannon,
no.
How much to put that right in your mouth right now? Cash in hand.
No, because I'm going to just die from it.
You're not going to die. You're going to get fixed. You're going to get your syphilis fixed.
I can't even look at the carrot on the
Wait,
cake.
Is there a cure? The raisins in the fucking carrot cake.
I think you can take antibiotics, but hold on. Let me see that before I answer the question.
I take bleach. Are you kidding me if I had that in my system?
I need to go to the doctor.
It does. Right? I know. I'm worried.
This is fucking me up, dude.
That's syphilis. And that's not even like gonorrhea, syphilis, and then the clap. Which one's the worst?
I think syphilis is the worst.
Syphilis the worst?
Yeah, because it'll get your brain.
Because Al Capone, they even said when he was like in his latest.
We get it. You know everything about Al Capone, you dumb guinea.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm Italian, but you're like super Italian.
You know when they unlocked the vault, he had Valtrex in there.
God, Italians are stupid. No offense, Adam.
No. But
Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm like, do you have a car or a gondola? How did you get here?
I got a fucking IROC Z.
Of course you do.
You know, you know what that stands for, right?
What?
Italian retard out cruising.
You know what's okay?
Don't ask what Pontiac is.
An old IROC on your fucking show?
You know what? I want my pal Joey Maldari.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the best part about the IROC. We would drive down to Atlantic City, right? And we would gamble all night. We'd lose all money. We had no money for a hotel because we lost all the money.
Of course.
You got to drive home. We got to get some sleep. The IROC Z, the headrest comes out, and you can turn it around, and you got a pillow.
Ooh.
That's the best part of the IROC Z.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fucking beautiful. Didn't you have a show about cars?
Yeah, I was on a show called Top Gear.
Yeah, that was it.
All those cars. But yeah, every Gindaloon had that, and the Monte Carlo SS.
Yeah. Every single SS, Chevelle, whatever the fuck.
Impala SS.
Yep.
That's what you had.
Old Impalas. Oh, that's beautiful.
I wish I could have nice cars. All I want to do is buy a bunch of nice cars.
Well, what kind
of
car you want? Like a month without crashing the current one. And then I
got to bring it in. I got to find a week where I can bring my car into the shop.
What'd you do?
So fucked up?
What'd you do?
I was in a little bit of a fender bender.
Mm.
There was a guy, he was parked there, right? Yeah. And I went to go around him.
And he moved.
No, here's what happened. I wasn't paying attention, and I tapped into the back of this guy.
Okay.
But I'm talking about like a hair. Just bink, bink.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even feel, I have an emergency lock thing where if I get too close to a car, it'll automatically stop, right? So it did that. And I'm assuming it just kind of, like, just... Yeah. As
just
light
him.
As could be. Just kissed him. Exactly. I didn't even think I touched him. So I just started to go. I started to go around him. He felt the hit. So he thought I hit him harder than I really did.
Right.
So he thought I was trying to like take off.
Mm.
So he jumps out of his car he tried to put his car in park. He put it in reverse.
Ah.
So as I'm going around him, his car, he jumps out, but it's in reverse. It smashes into the back end of my car.
Okay. Ah.
So there was no damage done from the front end of my car to the back of his car.
But
now the back corner of his car ran into the back corner of my car. And I feel bad because the whole insurance thing, dude, I feel like this guy is not his fault.
No.
It's genuinely not his fault, but I'm also not going to lie so he doesn't have to pay. Yeah. Like,
is it in Jersey?
It was in the city.
Is it a no-fault state in you? California's
know.
A no-fault state.
I don't know what it I've been a couple of fender benders. What they do is the insurances will just essentially do their own investigations, and then they come up with a percentage that it's your fault versus the other person's fault. So the reality is, if I didn't tap into the back of this guy, he wasn't going to jump out and fucking leave his car in reverse. But that didn't do any damage. Mm-hmm. So when they assessed it, they were like, yeah, well, I mean, this is what it is. And this guy was fucking furious, dude. He was so mad. And I understand his perspective, but I'm like, dude, I can't lie about the events so you don't have to, you know.
Yeah, so I have to pay.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Like,
that's a dumb lie.
Well, because we exchanged information and he was like, dude, he was like, look, I just got into a thing. He was like, you know, I could tell he was upset. He only had like liability insurance, right? But I was like, I'm just going to tell the truth. I'll tell what happened. And I'll also say that I tapped it. I said that I tapped into the back of the guy, but they were just very like, yeah, if there was no damage, there was no damage. It is what it is. So right now I have a little fucking dent in the back panel of my car right now. It's driving me out of my mind.
What kind of car?
An Audi.
Well,
A6.
A6, nice. Yeah. Nice car.
That's not bad. It's all right. I'm going to trade it in. I'm going to get an S6.
Yeah. I like the S5. Like the, or the S7 with the slope.
Yeah. They're great cars.
The RS is really good.
But yeah, I want a turbo because my car now, it sounds like a grandma's car. Yeah, it's just very fast, very powerful, but I want a fucking turbo. Okay. I want to feel like a man's car.
You should go after one of the fucking old Chargers, man. Before they're completely
get a
gone.
68 Charger with a 440.
That'd be beautiful.
Yes. I like the 68 because I like the round tail lights.
Yeah, I don't know.
The General Lee had this. Never mind. I'll geek out all night. Go back to the
almost bought a fucking, because the car that I wanted all throughout my childhood was like a mid-90s Jaguar.
Yeah.
With the little fucking emblem on the front, right? And a convertible Jaguar. I would see it like in New City, New York. Right? I grew up in Rockland County, New York. New City, New York was where all the fucking rich Jewish people lived.
Sure.
And they were just rolling around the parking lot in New City all the time. And I would always see them and I was like, fuck. And recently, I started looking into it. Dude, I can get one for less than 10 G's that like looks fucking nice. But people are saying that Jaguars, like old Jaguars, are a fucking pain in the ass.
Your next car is a tow truck.
Yes.
The electrical system is going to go bad on
you. Yeah.
I was on Top Gear, which was the car show. I had a 99 XJR, which is the supercharger, the sedan with the supercharger.
It's great.
Instant power. It was great. And it just fit. You know when a car just fits you?
Yeah.
But it's ticking.
Yeah.
It's ticking.
That's it.
Yeah, the Jaguars are just... Mm.
Doesn't Mr. Bean have like hundreds of Jaguars?
Mr. Bean?
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson.
But he never talks about it.
Yeah, he's famous. I think he like...
The actor has it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Rowan Atkinson because he says Jaguar.
Jaguar. Yeah, the UK.
But I think he has like a warehouse of them. Yeah. That's like his thing.
One of the prettiest ones is the 61 E-Type. That's a gorgeous car.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what Enzo.
You know cars.
Enzo Ferrari said that's the most beautiful car ever made. It was a 61.
Pull it up. The 61 E-Type Jaguar.
He said at the Geneva Auto Show when it came out in 1961.
That is nice.
Man. Look at that thing. That if your garage should have a zipper, that's what that car looks like. Just, that's just beautiful. That car.
That is very nice.
It's one of the cars. The only thing I don't like about it is you see how the wheels are a little too in recess. Like the overhang is a little too severe for me. I'd bring it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's one of the cars that looks good with spoke wheels.
Pull up the Pope's Mercedes.
I think
it's a Mercedes Benz. He's got like it's like
a fish tank. Vehicle.
I never seen it. I was at the Vatican, and apparently you can get a tour of like the basement. And they have like the Pope's, like I think it's a Mercedes. I want to say it's a Mercedes.
Yeah, bitch.
Not a BMW.
Yeah, Mercedes.
No. This isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like the old one that they made one for Hitler and one for the Pope. And there's like two of them. And the one for, no, it's Mussolini, Hitler, and the Pope got three of these like specific issued cars. And the other two are gone. Mussolini's and Hitler's are gone. The Pope is the only one. And or is it a Porsche?
I think it is a Mercedes.
No, I think it's a Mercedes because Mercedes keeps on trying to buy it back from the Vatican. And there's like no fucking way.
We're not
there's like
selling.
It's priceless.
We don't sell shit.
Look at that.
That's a Mercedes.
It? Yeah.
So Hitler marches into France. He's on a six-wheel Mercedes is the one he rode into France. And they had a jump seat in the back, and they had to make it higher because he was short. And
really?
They didn't want him to look like Bridget the Midget. So he's just sitting there waving.
Yeah.
They got the Pope, like the Peterson Auto Museum in L.A. They got a Pope mobile. When the Pope went to Mexico, they took an old DTS caddy, and they cut it. They made it like into an El Camino, and they put a fishing chair in it, right? So it's just, it looks like it's all open. Yeah. And the Pope came in, and the Swiss guard that guards the Pope, you know, he blessed the car because the French, because the Mexican people made it for him. So he blesses the car, and the Swiss guard leans over and goes, "You're not riding in this piece of shit." And they have it at the Peterson, and I ask, "Can I sit in and take a picture?" And the guy says, "Well, you can, but the last guy that did it got really sick." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm not going
Get
anywhere
the fuck
near.
Out of here."
That's what they told me. I said, "All right, fine. I'll go take a picture by the Elvis car. I'm not fucking around with a curse."
Yeah, I wish I knew more about things like as I'm getting older. I'm 40 now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go through a phase where I get into cars, get into watches, get into the things that all old men get into.
Fishing. World War II.
Yeah, I fucking did. Nazi memorabilia. Sandy you know, the things that all old men
yeah, regular into. Guys.
Like. Memory failure.
Bocce ball.
Let's see. Adnan Syed from the Serial podcast is released after 23 years in prison. I listened to that podcast back in the day. I like it.
Was he guilty or not? I didn't hear it.
No, they said he wasn't, right?
Like
he
was on the podcast. They make it seem like he isn't, but apparently, like it's just
his creative wording.
Yeah, it's
they definitely had a bias. Like they wanted.
Yeah, you to make it like this guy was wrongfully accused. Yeah,
they wanted to sell a podcast.
Yeah, of course, and they did. It was really interesting. Yeah. It was really well produced. Like it was unique the way they did it. Like just from like intersplicing the interviews with him to her telling a story to sort of the music beds and the transitions. Mm-hmm. It was different. People weren't really doing podcast. Honestly, nobody really. Nobody really has done a podcast like that since. Like, that's really taken off that I've heard about. But it was a pretty good podcast. I liked it. I did not like the second season of it.
Was he really well off? Was he rich?
I don't think so.
When if now he's out, if he has to get work, mm-hmm. do you just use a different name? Because if people Google you, I'd imagine they wouldn't want you.
Yeah.
So he's not, like, innocent yet. Like okay. They released him pending a new trial because there was evidence they feel wasn't made available to the defense team. And so they were finally able to prove that. So now after 23 years, he's been in jail. So now he's out, but on
is home. There a picture of him today?
Yeah. This is him. They actually, like I follow.
Guilty.
This is him looking through leftovers in his family's fridge.
So he's got another trial coming.
Well, so the prosecution has, I believe it's 30 days to like officially charge him again. So it's just a matter of, I guess, if they decide to do that or not. But yeah, so we'll
see. If they don't charge him in 2 years, he's going to get a blister.
This was him and this is the...
and his hair's going to fall out.
This is his ex-girlfriend who was murdered.
Yeah, the girl that he killed.
Mm.
Apparently there was another suspect that they never actually looked into who had threatened her life. And because they never actually looked into that possible suspect as part of this.
Why was this bitch getting her life constantly threatened by young dudes? What was she doing?
I don't know.
There's, you know, you have to look at that.
Two sides to every story, Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She kind of has a bitchy face, too. I can see what.
Why was she so murderable?
She had a fucking bad attitude.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess good for him if he didn't do it, especially. I mean, imagine being in prison for 23 years or something you didn't do.
Mm. Yeah,
dude, I've been in jail for 24 hours for shit that I did do, and I'm like, I lose my mind. I'm like, dude,
the Adderall crazy. Days?
No, I didn't get arrested in the Adderall days, did I? It was always smoking weed.
Oh,
every time, except with the exception of one time, I've been arrested was for smoking weed on the street, and the other time was for menacing and harassment of my roommate.
Oh yeah, I heard that story.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. But, you know, he was a bitch.
I heard.
He's a fucking pussy.
All right. Yeah. And did you go away for that?
No, which is, you know, one day. Central bookings.
24 hours.
Yeah, let off with an
AC. Still not pleasant.
Sucks. Have you been arrested before?
I spent a couple of hours as a guest of the state.
Nice.
I was being, you know Joey Cola?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm driving home from a gig. I'm a kid. I'm driving home with Joey Cola from a gig. And I got a busted headlight. I know it. I got a busted headlight. So we're driving, and the cop pulls us over. I'm like, I shit my light. And Joey goes, hey, man. My brother's on the job. I know how to talk to cops. Don't you worry. I'll handle this. You're with me. I said, go right ahead, Joe. Cop pulls up. License registration. Officer, hi. My name's Joey Cola. My brother's on the job, but we understand that we have a busted headlight. We'll take care of it as soon as possible. We just want you to know that we support the police. And okay, fine. Guy comes back. Mr. Farrar, step out of the car. There's a warrant for your arrest.
No.
Hey, I just met this guy.
No.
He's driving me home from a gig. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. I got a bench warrant. So
oh, no. For what?
They don't know. They just said, bring this fucker in. You know, I'm paraphrasing loose, but that's what he said. Bring him in. So, click. I'm in the back of the car. Joey's got to drive my car to the police station, and Joey can't drive a stick. I got an 85 Turbo Coupe. I got a Thunderbird. So I'm in the back of the car. I'm handcuffed. I don't know why. I'm scared to death. And in the back, behind me, the cop's, Joey's following the cop. I see my one headlight going, because he's in first gear the whole fucking time. I smell my clutch.
You're losing your mind.
I'm sitting there. I'm handcuffed to the bench. They're trying to figure out why there's a bench warrant for me. Joey comes in. It's upstate New York, right? Joey comes in. It's a little police station.
and he's reading a bulletin board. Hey, you got my buddy in there? I'm just here. The cop told me to drive the car here. Something's burning in the car. I can smell it. I don't know what it is. No one's answering him, right? Yeah. I'm sitting there. And now he starts reading a bulletin board. Hey, look at this. You can go canoeing up here. And wow, there's camping. You can go rappelling. What's rappelling? I've never been rappelling before. Cop yells out, it's rappelling. Because you can rappel down the mountain.
Yeah.
Turns out, I got a speeding ticket. I paid the speeding ticket, but I moved. And when I moved, I switched my bank and the check bounced.
Oh, no.
So I didn't know it was even out there. I had no clue.
Yeah.
But that's why there was a bench warrant. And they don't say what's on the bench warrant.
And so what happens in that moment when you get it pulled for a warrant? Did they just say, pay the ticket and you can go?
The guy said, Joey bailed me out. He spent $75. He bailed me out. He goes, it's traffic. So they said, you got to pay the ticket.
Yeah.
So, okay. I just knew about it. They let me go. They didn't want to do the paperwork.
Yeah,
they
just,
warrant, they got to bring you in. Once they get you in there, they can go, let transit deal with you.
Yeah. Well, that's why anytime like I see a cop, dude, I get this anxiety when I'm driving.
Too.
And I spent 20 years of my life in New York City, did not drive. I just moved out to New York City, you know, less than 2 years ago, got a car, got my license back. But the last time I drove, I was an 18-year-old pothead with a shitty fucking Chevy Caprice that was right. falling apart with like, talking about like no headlights, broken headlight, busted taillight, the brakes, this car, the brakes, we're gone. It's not even like I'm talking about. Like I would have to predict when I was going to stop a full block in advance.
Yeah,
and I'd smash down on the brake. So just the fucking brake pads would just barely. It was fucking crazy. The how irresponsible I was at that age. It was crazy. So now I get into a car, and if a cop pulls behind me, dude, I start to like shake.
Yeah.
I get really, really fucking anxious.
Especially in New Jersey. The state troopers are pieces of shit. The young fucking kids.
I haven't been. I
so
speed.
Annoying.
I just got a speeding ticket. I was in Pennsylvania.
Ah. Oh, wow.
So here's, I get pulled over. I get a speeding ticket, right? And I earned it.
Yeah, of course.
And the first thing I asked the cop, I said, is that defensive driving? Because I don't want my insurance to go up. Is it defensive driving? He goes, what state do you live in? He goes, New York. He goes, they won't even know. Just pay the ticket because they don't. Because Jersey's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
Jersey, they're gonna come and post it. But
yeah, I'm. I've been pulled over once since I started driving again.
Mm-hmm.
It's for my window tints.
Oh, yeah, they hit you a lot with that in Jersey, though.
It was fine. Well, in New York, apparently they're more strict. So I was in Brooklyn, and they pulled me over, and he was like, "Oh yeah, your windows are tinted." And I was like, I literally, when I went to the shop, I said, I want them to be as dark as they can be legally.
Legally, yeah.
I was like, I don't want to get pulled out. And they made them dark. I'm like 3 shades darker than I'm legally allowed to be in Jersey.
How do they measure that, though? They bring out like a fucking stick?
It's a special tool that.
It's a light, isn't it?
It's this, maybe, but this was like almost like, imagine it was like a clamp. Almost.
Yeah,
like,
the thickness?
Yeah, and then they put it on the window. And then it will give them a reading for how much light gets through, what percentage of light is able to get through.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got one of those on my license plate because they don't want you to have a license plate frame because the tolls, when they take the picture, they can't make it out. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I got one of those on my motorcycle. I make sure like I cover the fucking back license plate, so I just blast through the fucking tolls and never pay. Nice. I don't do that. I'm saying somebody else has stuff like that. That's not me.
I have like probably 12 unpaid parking tickets right now that I have to pay. When I'm talking about my ADD, that'll be it. They're all twice as expensive as they were when I initially got them. I just keep on getting letters and I put them on my kitchen counter and I just look at them.
Yeah, you know what's worse in California is I made an old, I bought from the show, I bought a 1970 Buick Electra 225. So I got an old deuce and a quarter. So Magnaflow, the exhaust people, put in an exhaust for me. That was great. So I drove down from my house in Santa Monica down right by San Diego is where they are. They got tolls where they just take pictures. And if you don't know it, and I got a free exhaust. Cost me $600 in tolls and fines.
Oh, no. Because
I
didn't
know
the toll was happening.
No, because the car's registered to the P.O. box, and I don't go to the P.O. box that much.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Remember in New York, there was a guy in a house. Give me money now or you don't leave. That's the end of this relationship. You give me the money, let me go. That's it.
Yeah.
But now it's like you don't know if he's paying a toll or not.
Yeah. You still see people that don't have
Easy Pass.
And it's like two lanes, and it's just the two fucking toll booth operators that didn't kill themselves in the 90s and they're still working there.
Still there.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Still getting their full pension and everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fucking.
That was the number one suicide job for a while, right?
Was it? It was the postal
dentist.
Or dentist, yeah.
Yeah.
Pull up the top jobs that people kill themselves that have. I know toll booth operator was one of the most like lonely, depressing jobs.
Well, sure. You just sit there and don't do shit. That's amazing.
You sit there, you make change and breathe in carbon monoxide. Yeah.
It's like the little shitty long now. Radio and the fuck, listen to the Yankee game.
You know what I wish it was meter maids. I wish they would all kill themselves. Every single one of them. I have no respect for them. I don't treat them like cops.
Nah.
Dude, if I show up and a meter maid is putting a ticket on my car, I'm going to curse them out every time, dude, right to their face.
I don't think you're the only one.
I'm like, you fucking piece of, I don't give this fucking city enough money, you fucking scumbag. There's real fucking criminals. I run the whole gamut of things that you're supposed to say to a meter maid if they're giving
you
a ticket.
Sir, I'm already writing the ticket.
Yes, dude. No, you don't, you can fucking stop writing the ticket. Stop acting like you couldn't fucking stop writing the ticket, you lying
let's
scumbag.
Let's be honest. It's, sir, I am already writing the ticket. Let's be honest.
The guy right out here is a fucking, the little Indian guy is a piece of shit, dude. He gets me every time and he loves it. Yeah. He loves it.
I hate them. You know that they only put them like in that NYPD outfit because they used to be called brownies, right? So they used to, like, people used to just beat the shit out of him. Like, because it didn't matter. So it was like, yeah, fuck him. I can beat his ass.
They don't have a gun.
No, they don't.
You're not a cop if you don't have a gun.
So people used to give him a fucking beating, and then stop that shit, they put him in NYPD
uniforms. Dude, I thought about it, dude. I thought about beating the shit out of my meter maid.
Yeah.
Because he was giving me a ticket, and I was like, dude, this is fucking wild. It was the one time, I think I told the story on the show, where I was blocked in by a truck. It was fucking crazy, right? And this guy gave me a ticket. And I was like, dude, I'm going to fuck this guy up. I'm going to literally start hitting him. But I was like, no, I think since he's already putting my information in there, they're going to be able to figure out who I am.
They'll know, yeah.
But I genuinely thought about it.
Yeah. Dude, those guys used to always catch a fucking beating. The good old
Northridge quake in L.A., right? So 94, whatever, the big Northridge quake. So I just moved to L.A. It's an earthquake. Hi, Adam. Welcome. So I'm driving home on the 10 freeway. There's one lane open, and it's the carpool lane. And I got to get off of my exit. There's only one lane open. Cop pulls me over, gives me a ticket, $300 ticket. He goes, you're in a carpool lane. I goes, the road's gone. There's no other ticket. There's no other road. It's not here. We had an earthquake. The guy's like, I'm writing you a ticket.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was it, you know?
Yeah. It's a wild way to be. Shannon, what are the top suicide jobs?
Okay. Number 10 is pharmacist.
Really?
And it says because...
they have access to awesome drugs.
Yeah.
No, it says they have to deal with big pharmaceutical companies that kind of like push them into prescribing, giving certain things over other things, and it leads to frustration.
Okay.
So they can't do the best thing for their patients. Number 9 is farm workers. It's stressful to be in the field, and they make a salary of less than $20,000
annually. And they got
to
deal with aliens.
Crop circles.
People coming down looking in your ass. I don't need that. Other creatures looking in my ass. I'm going to kill myself
right now.
Some
aliens destroying all your corn this year. You're going to be fucking pissed.
Number 8 is lawyers. 7, electricians.
Electricians, huh?
Wow.
Oh, they're always junkies.
Oh, it says the electromagnetic fields may affect melatonin production in the brain, which can potentially lead to depression, potentially culminating in suicide.
Okay. I don't believe any of that. Go ahead.
Number 6, real estate. Lack of stability, basically. Number 5, financial planners.
Lack of stability? Good. All comics have got to be number 1 then.
financial planners. Number 4, veterinarians.
Veterinarians?
Yeah. Really?
Number 3, police officers.
I can see that.
Number 2, dentists.
Dentists, you.
And number 1, doctors.
Doctors?
Really?
They're doing fine. What the fuck is wrong with them?
Is it because they just have
access to
ways to kill themselves more easily than others? Like, I feel like a police officer has a gun. You're just one click away from ending it all. Yeah. Like, you're having a bad day, dude. If I had a gun, I would have killed myself years ago. Years ago, I would have killed everyone in this fucking studio and then blown my brains out, unquestionably, dude. Just if I was running late one day.
It says that studies have shown that when a doctor suffers from depression or another mental disorder, they are reluctant to seek treatment, potentially fearing for their practice if word of their own need for professional help were to be revealed.
Oh, that's gotta suck.
All right.
So they just don't get help.
You would think more comedians would kill themselves.
There is a lot, isn't there? We just don't hear about them.
No.
It's not like, you know, is he dead? I don't know.
I feel like once in a while you'll hear about it. It happened a couple times recently with like some LA young guys, right? You know, it's, you know.
When I get older, right now I'm thinking, it's like I couldn't understand it when I was. How could you kill yourself? Now I'm like, I kind of get it.
Yeah, I can see it. For sure.
I kind of get it.
Yeah, I mean, I especially if you're not religious or spiritual.
Yeah,
you know, like there's and like
you're alone.
You're just fucking turning off the lights.
And if you're alone, you just you're nice caught in your own thoughts.
Honestly, really, think
it does.
Well, look, I'm not saying.
Here's the other thing. Yeah. With the internet, I wake up and I'm already behind. I wake up. I should have posted. That's why I always feel like I'm late already.
Yeah,
that is true. Now you have that whole added fucking thing to where it feels like you got to post everything at all times and stay fucking relevant.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's not a few more guns.
If I didn't have a kid, I mean, I might be suicidal right now. And not in a sad way, in a happy way.
Would you do it in the studio?
Would it be sad if I said, hey, guys, I'm going to go fucking take the longest nap right now. Like, I'm going to fucking hit the hay hard.
Well, I would.
That's what
I'd be upset if you didn't let get my plugs in first.
But I'm saying, like, that's if you're not spiritual or religious, that's all death is to you. It's the lights are out. The show is over.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go to take the long sleep. You know? And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Some people should kill themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a few on the top.
You know,
of my
guys,
head that,
listen, if you're,
if you're suffering too.
If you're listening, well, you know.
Let's make room on these stages.
If you're making me suffer, there's certain people that I think could probably just.
So your suicide is actually a service.
Yes, exactly.
The last time we were governors, had there been a gun on the bar?
Yes.
Had there been a gun on the bar when the girl with the ukulele opened for us and did a song called My Boyfriend's Black, I wanted her to go, ladies and gentlemen, Zach Amico, and then you just hear a gunshot and 350 pounds hit the floor.
He didn't even make it to 35.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a ton of fun. Shout out to Doug Urim and Adam Farrar for joining us today. Thank you guys
Thanks
very
for having
much.
Me, thank friend. You,
support
guys.
Support these guys. Go see them live. Support their podcast. We will be back on Monday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.